Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, here. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Appreciate the best listeners in radio being out there. We see you. We appreciate you. Going to get in some entertainment news in a little bit. Got a lot of local events. Want to take some time to talk about some good stories of the day. But it is a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. Everybody, you know what that means. Time for our Pet of the Week with our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. This is brought to you by our great people of friends over at Milltown Coffee Shop. Encourage you to visit them at 3821 80th Street South, right here in Rapids. Get yourself a good cup of Joe. I think they still call it that, Denise. I don't know if anybody does, but you could get some coffee over there, everybody. Find out what they call it at Milltown Coffee. And we thank them for us sponsoring this segment, buying local, supporting local. It's what we do around here. Let's go ahead and support what they're doing over there. Denise, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Before we catch up on the shop and everything, I had a story that I wanted to share with you real quick.
Okay.
A British zoo's missing mongoose turned up at a pub 15 miles away. I feel like there's a lot there. There's a lot to that story. Yeah. I am guessing that you guys don't get a lot of mongooses over at the Humane Society.
We may have had one or two in the past, but none to my recollection.
Probably don't have to run into this problem too much.
Yeah.
And but you know, where the Humane Society is located, there's a couple of nice watering holes, if you will, near there.
Absolutely.
Just to give you a heads up, as far as if any animals go missing, check there first.
Check
maybe.
The pubs. Okay.
Apparently,
that's good advice.
You just never know where they're going to end up. You never
know. Smart.
But it is an important part of why, you know, we chip our animals and why it's such an important thing with the animals over at the Humane Society.
Absolutely, yeah. And we will chip any pet as long as you call us first and give us notice. Make sure that we have somebody there that can administer that. $30 is what it costs. We may be having some microchip events coming up in the fall.
Hmm.
Check out the website.
Hmm. You know, and it's great that just doing a little homework this weekend about it, I see that a lot of the issues that were going on with the last company and some of that has been worked out a lot. And they've got some really good people, a lot of tech people working on this, too, where it's hard to imagine, but the technology is getting even stronger.
It is. It's some things that they're implementing at some companies are just mind-blowing. They have GPS monitors and things that you can add to your chip. The ones we use don't currently have that, but they're out there.
Well,
sure.
and with the technology, and I don't know if this is common knowledge or anything, but to me, when I hear about that, I think about flat screen TVs. There was a point where flat screen only. Wow, man, they have a flat screen TV. Yeah. Wow, they must have a lot of money and all that.
Yep.
And then like 2 years later, everybody had one.
You can get one for $200.
Yeah. This technology, the longer it's around, the more common it'll be, and the more accessible it'll be, and you'll be able to see it in almost every chip eventually. Given 5, 10, maybe even less than that years.
Absolutely.
And that's not me. That's the articles I've read. That's what they're discussing and talking about. And another cool part of this that I thought was so much of this they're able to do without like removing the chip or inserting a new one or anything. They're just able to kind of use the chip that's already in there so they don't have to put the animal through that or anything.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's not painful, but it's not pleasant either to have something stuck under your skin at the collar. So, yeah, they
Tell
can just
me
program
about it.
Been there.
I did want to catch up. How are things going over at the Humane Society? Especially now the construction is all done over there. Things are hopefully settling down a little.
They are. They're much better for the animals. We just got our air conditioning all settled with the zones, and everybody's cool and comfortable and banging, grinding free, which is good. The animals appreciate that.
You know, it's something that I don't think about enough when it comes to the Humane Society in general. And especially the main shelter I worked at was out in California, and obviously it gets pretty hot out there, but air conditioning is just, they don't even open up if it's 70 out and there's not air conditioning.
Right.
So you can count on it in almost every building, even in a nonprofit like that.
Yep.
I don't think about it as enough out here. There will be like two or three people in the studio here, and the temperature goes up 5-10 degrees. I can't imagine between staff, animals, how, you know, hot it can get in there. That's really good to hear.
Yeah, it's tough. Sometimes you got to work extra hard because it gets humid. We have a lot of fans that direct the cool air from, like, the main into the cat and dog room areas just to keep them comfortable, and that the staff works extra hard to make sure they all have water and that they're monitoring their health.
As far as the season goes, is there any needs or any things that we should be keeping an eye out for?
We need sensitive skin, sensitive stomach food for both cats and dogs, and kitten food, because the litters of kittens keep rolling in.
Yeah, yeah, they don't really take a time off.
No, they don't.
It's just year round.
It really is. It's definitely kitten season. We're feeling the full force. So, but it's good. It's really good.
I have to say, as a side note, they're not the only ones. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel like I'm seeing a lot more rabbits this summer.
Absolutely, we were just talking about that the other day. Maybe their predators aren't around as much, or the rabbits are just having a great spring. And
There's a really good winter in the rabbit community. And as far as foods, we're always looking for those, as you mentioned, the sensitive foods and stuff, and that's always helpful to people. And always want to encourage you, if you want to help with that and drop off some things, but you're uncertain of what to do, reach out to the Humane Society.
Give us a call. There's usually somebody there 5 or 6 days a week. If not, go on the website or send us an email, and we will respond.
Yeah. And, of course, the reason Denise is here, not only to hang out with me and answer my silly questions and all that, but to bring us our pet of the week. Who do we got?
We're going with Moby this week. Moby is a 3-year-old stray. We believe he's like spaniel hunting dog, a mix. He's just very calm and beautiful. He walks well on a leash and seems to get along with other animals pretty well. We're not sure about cats, but dogs and people. He's good with.
Just to let the audience look behind the curtain for a second, when Denise tells us our pet, I go to look them up on the webpage, and I encourage you to go to swchs.com to see the animals yourselves. But as I'm going through, I'm getting distracted by every single animal before I get to Moby. So it's taking me a while to get to him.
It's tough.
Moby's a really, really handsome dog.
He is, yeah. He looks kind of like a white lab mix with maybe. There's a couple dogs in there, but his temperament is spectacular. I think he'd be good with kids, too.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yep. And from what we're reading on him and stuff, it seems like he's a good fit for a lot of different families, especially ones with kids.
Absolutely.
And there's something, especially with dogs. You look at a face, you're like, that's a sweet soul.
Right.
That is a sweet dog right there.
Yep, you can see right in their eyes, like, oh, they need love.
Yes. Moby seems like it'd be a good fit for a lot of different types of families out there. The best way to find out is reaching out to the Humane Society. You can always trust that the animal comes first, and that therefore with that the family is going to work out for the best too.
Yeah.
So if you're on the fence and you're unsure, reach out, find out, see how things go. Maybe you can schedule a visit or something along those lines.
Come on in. We're happy to introduce you to the dog, even on your own. And then if you have family members and you like the dog, you think it's a good fit, come back with your family or other pets, and we highly encourage that.
And trust me when I say this, everybody, there are a few people you will hear or know or meet in your life that want a dog more than I do. But I will say that one of the things that I have been able to do while I'm waiting for that day to happen is prepping and understanding more and more of the right dog for me.
Correct.
And the right dog for the environment that I'm living in or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So all this does, as you're, when you don't find that right fit, you're just building and building data to be able to find the perfect animal for you and your family.
Right.
And you can do that with our friends at the Humane Society. Find out about Moby and all of these other great animals over there. Encourage you to reach out to our Humane Society as well, as we're getting more and more into summer here and opening the things up over there, ways that you can help out and do different stuff.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, Denise. Thanks so much for showing up today. And thank you for telling us about Moby. He's
a great
dog.
Thanks for
having me. I'm going to be thinking about Moby a lot this morning. Head on over to the Humane Society if you'd like, at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Rapids. You can email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. And again, that website, swchs.com. Be sure to bookmark that page and keep up to date with all the cool things they are doing over there. Denise, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. We appreciate it. it.
We'll talk again next week. We encourage you to get out over to Milltown Coffee, check out some of that great food, coffee and food that they have over there at the shop at 3821 80th Street South, right here in Rapids. Thanks so much. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a good Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. James behind the mic. I'm going to take you up to our news, sports, and entertainment break. After that, Laura will pop in. We're going to talk a little bit about Cranberry Blossom Fest and some of the other fun things we got going on in here here in town. Just a little entertainment news for you, wanted to touch on. And this is an interesting one. Now, for anybody out there, who, if you've been wondering, why am I seeing a lot of stories on Jaws, the movie Jaws? Why am I seeing stuff about that, or where's that coming from? Well, this summer marks the 50th anniversary of Jaws being released. A lot of interesting notes coming out about the movie and everything. 50 years later, of course, you're going to have that. Next week, Seth and I are going to get into how Steven Spielberg felt about the movie. I got an interesting interview with him about that. But a recent poll determined the most popular sharks in media. Yes, yes. And I want to hear from you who your favorite shark is, or your what you think of. When I say sharks, if there one you think of? We want to hear from you. Let us know. Otherwise, we'll take a look at the list and see what they have here. And we'll just start it right at the top here. We'll start right at the top. Bruce from Finding Nemo. From 2003's Finding Nemo, Bruce. Bruce apparently is a popular name for sharks because Bruce from Jaws came in second. I would think that would be the most popular shark. The shark from Jaws, even if you don't remember the name, would certainly that. Lenny, the shark from Shark Tale. Good animated movie there. A lot of people like. And King Shark from the Suicide Squad movies was a fun, interesting character. And then Destiny from Finding Dory. Another Finding Nemo connection there. The sequel to Finding Dory. Meanwhile, Google Trends was used to find the most searched shark in each state. The great white is the number one in every state, but four, Alaska, Utah, and Georgia, are into whale sharks for, I'm not sure why, but they are. And in Hawaii, they're more interested in tiger sharks. The great white is the most dangerous shark, by the way. It's followed by the tiger shark, the bull shark, the requiem shark, and the blue shark. Sharks are fascinating for a lot of reasons. To me, the number one thing about them, they have not had to evolve. Human beings have evolved more than sharks have. Just fascinating when you think about it. It's pretty interesting. There's a lot of interesting stuff there with that one. Encourage you to enjoy. I'm not sure when Shark Week kicks off exactly. Coming up soon, I imagine it will be. Charlie Sheen is going to be writing an autobiography. Hollywood's possible next great biopic. It depends. It's called The Book of Sheen. I don't know about that title. It comes out in September. Publisher says, quote, now nearly 8 years sober, Charlie writes candidly over of every detox, retox, and drug deal and the adventures along the way. Charlie had a quote, my stories have been told for far too long through the eyes and pens of others. I think you'll agree it's time to finally read these stories directly from the actual guy. I hope that there's a little bit in there as well of the family. I mean, he comes from a very interesting and famous family in the Esteveses. And of course, his father, Martin Sheen, and his brother, Emilio. I'd like to hear a little bit about what it's like growing up in that family. But part of what he's trying to do here with this is, I mean, is he trying to make a buck or two? Sure. I'm not putting that past him. I wouldn't be surprised if that is part of it. That is a lot of the actor an actor's 401k sometimes can be the autobiography. But it's also, it seems like just reading from what he's talking about, it's really healing for him doing this, sharing this, owning a lot of this. It's very easy to be cynical nowadays, but to me, I think one of the biggest things that we're looking for, I don't care if we're talking about a politician, an actor, the clerk at your local gas station, whoever it is accountability. is owning up to our mistakes. I can't respect somebody who can't do that. I can't respect somebody who can never admit when they're wrong. And I'm not alone on that one. I'm sharing that because I feel like a good portion of the audience out there, you guys feel very similar to that. And we see way too much of it. The go-to of doubling down. You're caught in a lie, you said something and you were wrong, and instead of owning it, like we are taught from a very young age, that's what mom and dad tell us to do, right? Hey, you mess up, it's okay, as long as you own it, as long as you're accountable for it. We're getting more and more away from that, which, do you want a nation of kids growing up like that, having no accountability? Because that's what you get when you vote for it. That's what you get when you put people like that in power. Not just politicians, but, you know, CEOs and all of this. When we just put up with that and we just accept it and take it, what do you think is going to happen with the younger generations? Those sponges for brains of ours. How do you think they're going to grow up? How do you think they're going to react to that stuff? They're going to be whiny and blame other people for things when they should be taking accountability and responsibility for stuff. So when you see a celebrity doing something like that, like Charlie Sheen's doing here, I got a ton of jokes I could go to for this one. I got plenty of, you know, bits I could do and everything, but it, really, I'm happy for him that he's getting kind of this moment, and that he is. Here's the other part of this too. As much as you shouldn't get necessarily a pat on the back for doing the right thing. He's 8 years sober, and that's not usually how his story ends. People like Charlie Sheen and people going through that. So the fact that this is where he is in life, that's a win right there, and that's pretty cool. Good on him. Pretty cool right here, everybody. If you were wondering where you can go to find out things going on in Central Wisconsin, stories, articles, weather, sports, all of these things, we got you covered. Go on over to WFHR right now and go to WFHR.com and sign up for our newsletter. Big thank you to everybody who has already signed up to it, and certainly to everybody who has contributed to it. We have so many of our great civic media personalities and minds adding articles to our newsletter, along with, of course, our staff here doing an amazing job covering things, bringing you not only extensions of stories we talk about here on our shows, but things that we're able to put a spotlight on that just don't get enough attention. It's a great spot for all of that information, and we want to hear more from you. If you sign up for the newsletter, go over there. It takes like a minute, not even. And one of the things that you'll be able to find on there is a comments section. You go ahead and put in there if there's other things that you would like to hear us talking about more. We'd love to hear from you. Encourage you to sign up for that newsletter right now at WFHR.com. You'll have a new edition showing up in your email box around noon today. And every Thursday, you can count on a new edition of the WFHR newsletter. Go sign up for that, everybody. Mentioned that the Cranberry Blossom Fest is going on. It's kicking off today. And in just minutes, that whale exhibit is going to be opening up over at the zoo. I'm trying to see if I can see it. I can't. All right. I'm going to have to see. I don't have a long enough break, and I got interviews after this. I got to get over there. Let me live vicariously through you. Get on over there, everybody. And if you do, call up. Call up. Let us know how it is. Let us know what you think of it. We'd love to hear from you. 424-2600. One of the other great parts of the Cranberry Blossom Fest is, of course, Lunch by the River. And every Lunch by the River is a great one. You have unique food down there. Wonderful entertainment. And today, boy, they got a unique and a special one for you. WRCT's Youth Theater Lunch by the River presents Snow White and the Seven Endings. This is going to be going on today over at Lunch by the River. Have some fun with this. Enjoy. Support the kids and take in some great theater. And as long as you're thinking about that, encourage you to go to wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org, and find out about their great youth theater productions coming up. Going on today, Dare to Dream. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday, they have shows for Dare to Dream. The performances will be held over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Check them out. And not for nothing, everybody, I don't think I can say this about any TV show, any movie, any play, but I can about kids' theater. There is no such thing as a bad kids' performance. All of them are amazing. All of them are great. These are going to be just as good. You go there, you support these kids, you're going to enjoy yourself, you're going to have a good time. And while you're doing that, they're looking out at the crowd and they're seeing their community supporting them. and you're building their confidence. You're laughing with them and having fun. It's going to be a really fun summer. Not only, of course, with Lunch by the River today and Snow White and the Seven Endings and Dare to Dream having their opening night tonight. Show tonight, I should say. That is going to be going on. Be sure to check that out. But of course, they've got other productions going on throughout the year, throughout the summer as well. West Side Story School Edition will be going in July. And the Brothers Grimm, that'll be coming up in August. We'll be talking more about those as we get closer to them. But we'll encourage you to go to wrctheater.org and sign, signed up for those tickets and everything, but find out more. Maybe you want to throw in your audition sheet for one of the main stage plays. Oh, I see that the opening play is On Golden Pond. That's a classic. Wow. That would be a great production to be a part of. You can fill out your audition sheet. I'm directing it. It's a shameless plug. I'm sorry. WRCtheater.org. Head on over there. Sign on up, everybody, and have some fun. And thank you so much to everybody who has already filled in applications. And as I mentioned, our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo are really helping us kick off Cranberry Blossom Fest with their forest whales. Get on over there. Check out forest whales. Join them for an unforgettable open house style ocean exploration. We're going to talk more about this and Cranberry Blossom Fest, get into our schedule. Got some other good stories and some other fun topics I want to dive into as well when we get back right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Your host, James, here. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you are having a great, great Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everyone. Laura joining us now. Appreciate you being here, Laura. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
Hello.
Got some fun things to get into. I want to talk a little bit about some of the local events going on in our area. Of course, Cranberry Blossom Fest and where you and some of our partners around here are going to be this weekend hanging out. Get into all of that. But first, I brought this up with Denise earlier. Got to finish the story, of course. A British zoo's missing mongoose turned up at a pub 15 miles away.
Okay. Can't blame him.
A mongoose that escaped from a wildlife park on Britain's Isle of Man was safely captured after paying a visit to a local pub. They said the yellow mongoose named Geff, G-E-F, escaped last week by burrowing out of his enclosure and was on the loose for several days before turning up at the Heron Breckery Brewery in Douglas, about 15 miles from the zoo.
Okay. Honestly, I cannot blame him. The idea of heading to a pub on the Isle of Man sounds lovely.
It does. I mean, they've got some of the oldest pubs in the world over in that area.
I would be right there with Geff.
The zoo said it is in the process of finding Geff a new home at another zoo where he can join a breeding program. No word yet if it will be close to a pub.
They should probably plan against that idea.
They probably should. Yeah, yeah. But that's of all the places to find.
he clearly has goals that are pub oriented. Yeah,
it's a smart one. The smart mongoose right there. I don't know that anybody else has noticed this or not either. I've been doing this for a long time and trying to grab content, grab stories that are funny, relatable to everybody, all that. And one of the go-to ones is escape animals.
Oh, yeah.
This happens all the time.
We cover those all the time, and we love those.
But it just feels like the last year and a half, I've just been seeing so many more of them.
Right.
Like, it felt like it used to be every couple months you'd hear a story about a deer escaping or something along that. It feels like every week I've got a new one. I've got stories that we haven't even gotten to that I've just got, like, sitting there.
Hang on. Let me put on my tinfoil hat.
Mm-hmm.
Is it for publicity? Is it a conspiracy? Are they doing it on purpose?
I hope so. I wanted like we find out like breaking story. We have a whistleblower who's all the zoos are going around and letting
once a month they're leaving it unlocked.
Like I want even better. I want like one of those old school exposés like the news programs used to do where they're interviewing somebody but they got them in all the black and they're disguising their voice and it's like a duck. And they're talking and the ducks like spilling everything. Like the animal kingdom. We've been getting low numbers. People aren't adopting pets as much. We just needed to get some good publicity, so we thought, hey, we'll do this.
That's so funny.
I want that story to happen so bad. That would be great. Speaking of the rise of these animals escaping and all that. To that point, a New York zoo was on the hunt for an escape wallaby.
A wallaby?
Let me show you a picture.
Isn't that a... Yeah, it's not a kangaroo. It's you know,
a baby kangaroo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So Grace and Glory Animals, an animal education zoo in Oswego, said that the wallaby named Mac escaped just prior to a 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
Officials said that they are using thermal imaging drones to search for the Australian marsupial, but they have not yet been able to pinpoint Mac's location despite sightings in the area. I am going to follow along in this story. In part, I want to see that Mac gets home okay and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
And that he's safe. But also, like, I've never been to New York.
Sure.
But I think that all of us have a good idea. I've had a lot of friends from that area, from New York and stuff, specifically Brooklyn. I don't know why, but I've known a number of people from the Brooklyn area.
Okay.
And I believe that they would be the first to tell you that, you know, it's pretty hard to stand out walking the streets of New York.
Right.
But
a wallaby might?
I feel like a wallaby might. Or is this the perfect place to escape if you are an animal, New York?
Honestly, even if people see you, they may just not say anything. They're going to mind their business.
Yeah, just wallaby walking the streets of New York, like, man.
Hey, I'm going to mind my business.
Because that's actually a really good point, because that is such a city thing.
Mm-hmm.
Most cities are not nearly as bad as I think people think, you know, that you haven't spent a lot of time or from a city.
Yeah.
You're going to have good people there, just like you're going to have bad.
Absolutely.
It's no different than a small town. I think a big difference in the city is people are so caught up in their own world and their own lives, and they're not really paying attention to a lot of what's going on. You could be on the bus and not know what the guy sitting next to you is doing.
Exactly.
It happens all the time.
Right. I've got my own stuff to deal with. I'm not going to worry about this wallaby I just crossed.
Yeah, if you're a wallaby, you're looking to like fit in and just blend in and everything. I mean, New York seems like a pretty
good
place to do that.
Some pants. Okay, but here's the other thing I'm thinking, right?
Yes.
As a parent, like, if I was living in the area and my child was out playing and told me they had seen a wallaby, like, no, Mom, I swear, I saw a kangaroo. I would never believe that child.
No,
I'm
no.
sorry. Like, that's probably where all the sightings are coming from. The feral children playing out for the summer, seeing things.
I've seen stuff that I've never told people about because of that. Because I know they won't believe me.
You know what I'm saying,
yes,
right?
Like, I know exactly. I was
that
kid.
You're a kid out playing. You live maybe a little bit outside of town, and you see a kangaroo.
Yeah, there's no
you're not telling anybody.
Nope. They're not believing you. They're not only not believing you, but they may you know, look at you funny the rest of your life.
Right.
Trust me. I may know a little bit of what I'm talking about on that one. And then there is this, and I will admit to the audience, journalistic integrity here. I am a fan of lemurs. My youngest daughter, Isabel, loves lemurs. She fell in love with them at our local municipal zoo over here.
Fantastic.
You know, for those that haven't been to the zoo, they're pretty much one of the first things you see when you walk in there. And Izzy, it wasn't enough that was the first thing we did. That was kind of easy. You know, it's first when you walk into the zoo, they're right there. No, we had to make sure that we checked on them before we left. And that they were doing okay.
Couple of stops.
It wasn't just that she wanted to wave to them. They had to be looking at her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wasn't one of those little kids you could just fool. Like, oh, go, they saw you, Iz. They saw you.
No,
like,
eye no. contact
she
lemurs.
She had to make sure that they were and stuff. So I'm a little biased when it comes to lemurs. And that is why I had to touch on this story. A ring-tailed lemur living at a zoo in Scotland was officially named the oldest in the world by Guinness World Records at the age of 39.
Fantastic. He's older than me.
The lemur at the Five Sisters Zoo in West Lothian was officially certified as the oldest living lemur in captivity.
Wow.
The primate named Stumpy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's no Zaboomafoo, but I'll take Stumpy.
It's a great name.
Right?
There needs to be more lemur cartoons and stuff, right? Like, that's the only one, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure Zaboomafoo, yeah. That's what it was called with the Kratt Brothers.
Sacha Baron Cohen, I think, did the voice. Or somebody really good did the voice of it.
You're thinking of something else.
I'm thinking of the Zootopia movie. I thought that's his name was.
I'm talking about Zaboomafoo, the PBS show that was on when I was a kid with the Kratt Brothers.
I don't remember that one.
That was a ring-tailed lemur. That was the star of it, yeah.
So there is more. more than one, you know, okay, because you know the one I'm talking about from the Zootopia movie.
Sure, yeah.
It is Zootopia, I think. I'm not sure. It might be Madagascar, actually.
Actually, it might be.
It's Madagascar.
Okay.
I got to be honest, once you become as old as I am, they all blend together.
All those animal movies?
And Madagascar and I was mixing that up with Finding Nemo earlier. I almost said the wrong movie earlier. Yeah, I can't help it.
One is land and one is water. Maybe that'll help.
It does a little bit. So Stumpy, as a result of his, he is called that because of his slightly shortened tail. Was born in June of 86 in Surrey, England, and has lived at the Five Sisters Zoo since 2005. Well, it's a great name for a zoo, too, by the way.
That's all great things.
Yeah, and Stumpy's birthday is a big event in the whole area. Everybody celebrates it.
I'm celebrating Stumpy's birthday. Happy birthday, Stumpy.
Stumpy is is not only a papa, but he's a grandpa too. He's a father to 11 lemurs and 25 grandchildren.
Wow.
And 6 great grandchildren. Wow.
Wow, Stumpy, getting out there.
Lemurs in captivity typically live 20 to 25 years. So him being 39.
That's impressive.
It's really impressive. And it speaks, I think, to the way,
care.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That they're doing over there. So big shout out to them for that.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, I wanted to talk a little bit about, as long as we're talking about the zoo.
Sure.
It already kicked off about 10 minutes ago.
Can we see it?
Okay, so I'll be honest with the audience. The whole me trying to see the whale from here has been a bit of a bit. Obviously,
I'm
not going to be able to see it. But I am seeing a ton of traffic over there right now.
Fantastic.
Just a bunch of cars going in over there and everything. That is really cool to see. Head on over there right now and check out this really cool exhibit. Keep in mind, everything Laura and I are about to talk about, you can find at blossomfest.com. I encourage you to go to blossomfest.com to see the complete schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Dive into the world of whales and ocean adventure. Kicked off at 10:30. It's going till 4:30. Step inside an incredible 65-foot life-size inflatable whale and journey into the world of these gentle giants like never before. This free program, this is free, and it is brought to us from our friends at Encourage, Helen Mead found through Encourage. A big shout out to them for that. And of course, our municipal zoo that's at 1911 Gaynor Avenue right here in Rapids.
That's right.
Shout out to all of our people working over there and our volunteers. We really appreciate all of them.
And how cool. You can walk right into an inflatable whale and you can check out the inside of the whale. That's really, really cool.
To do that so bad. Do you think they would keep the exhibit going like an extra 20 minutes for me? You think
maybe? Call them.
You know, I've never thought about this before, but I've never been a name, like, I as hard as it might believe.
Ooh,
I'm not a name
dropper. Are you
going
to drop your WFHR host card and ask?
I happen to work over at the studios over there. I'm a radio personality.
I insist that you do that voice if you try. They're definitely going to believe you if you give him the official man voice.
There's no way I could do it seriously. I'd have to do it that way. Lunch by the River is another great event that is going to help us kick off Cranberry Blossom Fest. It goes 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Not only is this going to be a great one for the food and the atmosphere and all that, but the entertainment. WRCT's youth theater production of Lunch, Snow White and the Seven Endings is going to be being put on over there. Shout out to the kids. Break a leg. Have fun with that.
I actually heard from Gretchen this morning that they're going to have representatives from all three of the youth programs at Lunch by the River today. So you're actually going to hear some of the performances, some of the songs in Dare to Dream Junior too,
which is premiering today over at WRCT Theater. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out. Support these kids. And a shout out to the kids doing double billing today, working Lunch by the River and then putting on a show later on. That's pros right there.
Kudos to them for sure.
Good job, kids. Nice work. And a shout out, of course, to Gretchen and to everybody working hard on those. Check that out at Lunch by the River today. And certainly make plans to head on over and see Dare to Dream tonight at the WRCT Auditorium.
I know I will.
Another great one going on today from 1 to 4 over at our friends at the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids area at 501 West Grand Avenue is Chalk It Up. It's going 1 to 4. I can't draw with chalk. I can't draw, period, but I really love
chalk
watching
makes
people.
It even
that,
harder.
It's one of those arts to me.
Sure.
Like, it is an art. I think it is a lot of fun. And it's just something that you can't not mess. You can't not have fun with.
Yeah.
Playing with chalk in the summer. It's a blast.
It is.
Head on over there. Enjoy that. Say hi to our friends at the Boys and Girls Club. And the Cranberry Blossom Festival Carnival is kicking off today from 6 to 10 over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club at 2411 36th Street South right here in Rapids. There was a a world where we were not going to be able to have the carnival as a part of the Blossom Fest.
Ugh.
And as somebody who's been here half my life, that would be just weird, to put it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
The Grand Rapids Lions Club really stepped up, said, we got the room, let's make sure to have it. Shout out to them. Another one of the examples of them just doing good stuff in this community. And Cinema Under the Stars is celebrating its 20th anniversary.
How cool.
I remember the first one. We had just moved here when that first one kicked off.
Sure.
It opens at 6, and they're the movie that they'll be playing along the West Side River this year, along First Avenue South. You can't miss it. It'll be all blocked off and everything. Wizard of Oz.
Oh, how cool.
One of the cool things about the movies they choose and the way that they do this, you know, most of the people out there have seen Wizard of Oz.
Sure.
You've never seen it like this.
It's
different taking in these movies we've known our whole lives in a different way and mm-hmm. seeing it differently. And I think being around others. When's the last time you saw Wizard of Oz in a crowd?
Yeah.
You know, it just brings a different light to it. And kids with this movie.
Absolutely.
That's a great one. You got our Aqua Skiers Water Ski Show giving you a pre-show at 6 o'clock over at Red Sands Beach, Lake Wazicha. That's going to be a blast. Shout out to our Aqua Skiers. We appreciate you.
And it is always beautiful out there.
We're going to be talking more about them throughout the summer as the Aqua Ski Tournament kicks into gear in one of our signature events here in Rapids. And McMillan's Concert Series, the Daddy-O Jazz Band.
Oh, great name.
Daddy-O, 7 o'clock tonight over at beautiful McMillan Memorial Library, 490 East Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Check out this amazing band, really talented, mm-hmm. really good chemistry between them, and one of the better names you're going to hear.
Yeah, great name.
And that's today.
That's today.
That's just today, everybody.
That's just today's events, guys.
Friday, Saturday, nothing but great events going on as well. We'll get more into those tomorrow, but one of them we want to tell you about is, of course, the Arts and Crafts Vendor Fair that mm-hmm. is going to be taking place. One of the many great things a part of Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Yeah.
And we are going to be down there representing both of our stations.
We sure are.
From 10 to noon, Melissa and Pam will be down there representing WFHR. And then from noon to 2, you and Dottie are going to be down there representing WIRI.
No, we're going to be live on air broadcasting during those hours. Everyone's going to be there from 10 to 3.
Yeah. I just representing both. I'm just mentioning it to represent both studios. But yes, we will be live on the air for that stretch of time on both of our networks. And we're looking forward to it and looking forward to you coming on by and saying hi.
Yeah.
Got these cool new sunglasses that you
can
pick up.
It's true, we do.
And I wanted to let people know as well, requests.
Please.
What a better time to give us a request. Laura's got a brand new show that just kicked into high gear. It's getting a lot of attention, a lot of great pub, and Red Folk and Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Let everybody know about that.
Yeah, Red Folk and Blue. It's on Saturdays at 7 p.m. on 105.5 FM WIRI. It focuses on Americana music, which is a pretty broad genre. So I try and focus on things like folk and bluegrass and maybe some blues in there and some country music for good measure. And if you want to give me requests, I can even use those on Laura's Lounge, which is every weekday from 5 to 9 p.m. on the same station.
Yeah, be sure to check that out, everybody. You got a 90s song you want me to play on Unlabeled, let me know. I'd love to hear from it. I'd love to play it. We want to play the music you want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I'm doing the Sunrise show over there, I love playing requests to kick off our show. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity to get those to us, along with also saying hi, and we appreciate your feedback, as always.
But absolutely.
We're looking forward to being down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. This whole next couple of days is going to be wild and a blast. With that, to all of our locals out there, our fellow Rapidites, more on that word later in the summer. We've got a lot of, this is no different than when the water ski show happens.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of people that aren't from town coming to town and everything. Treat them with grace. Yep. Treat them good. Treat them good. They'll come back. That is economy 101.
Mm-hmm.
We want a healthy economy here in Rapids. This is the way
welcome
you do it.
Welcome our guests.
Yep.
Yep.
Treat them good and be on the lookout, you know, for each other as well. You can find out more at blossomfest.com. Blossomfest.com. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. Wrap up the show, the morning show at WFHR. You heard the boys. Time for us to wrap up this show. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Take a look at our schedule and some good stories of the day and good things going on in our community. Want to remind you that we've got a new Rapids Report editions for you today, streaming exclusively at WFHR.com. We're going to talk to our friends at Extension. We got Jillian coming in from Visit Rome. We're going to have some fun with that today. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. Also looking forward to bringing you some Rafter baseball a little bit later today at 6:20. Rafters are in Madtown to take on the Mallards. Hopefully get back in that W column. Lost a pitching duel yesterday, but again, just the fight in this team. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a good game every game. Mm-hmm. I can't guarantee you a win every game, but I can guarantee you
a good watch.
Man, yeah, this team is going to give you everything they got. Mm-hmm. If you can't make it to the ballpark, we always got you covered. Every hit, every pitch, every winner after baseball, right here where it belongs at WFHR.com. Also, wanted to mention our good friends over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Yeah.
We're going to be joined by them tomorrow, actually, during the morning show.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking with Alan. That's going to be a good time. We got they got a really fun event going on over there that we're going to touch on and get into.
Yeah, they're celebrating, what is it, Worldwide Music Day or something like that? Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah, that is a really great idea. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to diving into that with Alan, who is the director of it. He'll be coming in tomorrow morning about 10-ish.
Yeah.
We'll get into it. But for today, I encourage you to check out Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor.
Always.
Every first and third Thursday of the month, they're over there jamming, having a good time, and very few better MCs than Pete out there. Just as much as we encourage you to check out the music, go for the show.
Absolutely.
And support the friends over there at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 A Street South, right here in Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Thursday, and that means our friends at The Focus, the Neighborhood Meals, have their meals available.
Oh, yeah.
2321 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. That wonderful Sparhawk Trucking Company, and I do shout them out because they open up their building to Focus, and we appreciate them doing that. Meals are served every Thursday, 4:30 to 5:45. The dining room opens about 4:15. You can enter through the pantry doors. Mm-hmm. And if you have questions or want to find out more about this or any of the other great programs that are going on at Focus, 715-422-1980. The Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club is hosting a Brat Fry. It's going on tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday to support the 16 members from Lincoln, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Adams Friendship High School Trap Team who earned their spot to compete at the USA High School Clay Target League Nationals.
Oh, fantastic.
That's really cool. Congratulations to them. That's awesome. Well, they're going there in July. We want to make sure they got no problem getting there. Mm-hmm. So they got this fundraiser going. And get this, Laura. Their goal is to sell 400 brats.
That's not a lot of brats. No. Yeah. Yeah, no. Get out there. Also, guys, brats.
Brats.
Come on.
Now, a brat tastes good any time of year.
Yep.
But in the summer, tastes a little better.
Man, it hits.
But then you add a good cause on top of it, like our VFWs have brat fries going on all summer. You get one of those. You get one for the trap team here, and it just tastes so much better.
It's good for the soul.
It is good for the soul. It is. Get that. Check it out. They're going to be doing this over at 998 Ranger Road right here in Rapids. Help them reach that goal and make sure that these kids can get on over there. They'll be doing this daily, 10 a.m.
All right.
Kicking off.
How cool.
Also going on tomorrow, Downtown on Tap, live music from Barefoot Americas, and face painting by iHeart Art Studios. You can bring your own chairs. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a good time going on from 5 to 9 over at Veterans Memorial Park. It's free to attend.
Yeah.
Going to have some food trucks down there. It's going to be a good event.
Awesome.
And we'll be talking more about all the events going on with Cranberry Blossom Fest.
There are so many.
Yeah, we'll talk about many of those going on tomorrow. We'll get into Friday's events and some more of that. There's just so much to
talk
about.
There's so much going on right now,
It's going to be a lot of fun. I do want to send a special shout-out to Katrina Hintner and our friends over at the Family Natural Foods. We appreciate her stopping in today.
Thank you so much, Katrina.
Visit them. They're open right now at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120. And be sure to make plans when they have their seminar that is going to be going on. That is going to be taking place next week on the 25th, Wednesday the 25th, from at 5:15. This one's going to be taking place behind the building at First Baptist Church.
Right.
That beautiful church over there. Oh, that's a pretty one. Check that out. It's going to be going on at 5:15. And an important topic, too, natural medicines that can outperform drugs. It's a great topic from the gang at Terry Talks Nutrition. Cheryl, Cheryl's going to be down there. Cheryl's a great talker.
She's a good talker. Yeah.
She's a really easy person to talk to, too.
Good.
It's going to be a great event. Find out more by going to FamilyNaturalFood.com, FamilyNaturalFood.com. Some world good stories like this one right here. Kraft Heinz announced that they're removing artificial food dyes from all of their products within the next 2 years.
Oh, that's cool.
Around 10% of them have color additives. They nixed them in Kraft macaroni and cheese almost a decade ago. They've been using turmeric to give it that familiar yellow color since 2016.
Oh, cool.
So that's great. That's a really cool thing that they're doing. And half a dozen lawn care companies in Kansas joined forces last month to help people out and raise money for charity.
Ooh.
They mowed and weed whacked more than 30 yards for free and partnered with Animal Rescue Charity.
Oh, that's the coolest.
One of the companies mowing was SB Mowing. The owner is big on social media, mm-hmm. because he goes around offering to clean up people's yards for free.
Yeah, I used to follow him on TikTok when I had it.
I caught this on YouTube a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and every once in a while it still pops up in my algorithm, and I can't help myself watching these.
Every time. And the sped up time lapse of doing someone's yard.
It never gets old.
Every time.
I got to say, one of the other fun parts of it for me is every other person, it feels like they don't believe them. Like,
yeah.
No. And so there was one guy who was like, oh, go ahead. Yeah. And he's not, you could tell he doesn't believe him. So he just goes back at his house. And when he comes out to see that they he actually did it. Like the dumbfounded look on his face is priceless. It's just awesome. No.
And I've seen people like see parts of their yard they didn't know were there, like when he was done. Oh, just great stuff.
Well, while this guy, and this great guy, was around doing this, he ended up finding and rescuing a litter of stray kittens in someone's yard. The rescue charity they partnered with said that they'd put them up for adoption soon, but that was just kind of a happy coincidence sort of thing.
Oh, how cool.
Laura, thanks for pitch hitting today. Appreciate
it. No problem.
Have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.